After 17 years as a couples therapist, my next guest pinpointed the most important advice that she wanted to pass down to her own children. And this advice applies to any relationship at any stage. We could all benefit from these important reminders. Eli Harwood is a therapist and host of the popular online community Attachment Nerd. She is joining me virtually through the screen today. Eli, thank you for being on Studio 5.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's so good to see you.
So your children are in the youngerish stages. What got you thinking about this forward-reaching kind of pass down of legacy and of advice?
Well, you know, being a therapist is a very strange thing because you're constantly engaging with people and watching their process and making links between what's happening in their world and how you as a parent have affected that. So I'd say it's kind of an occupational hazard. I've been listening to couples as they process through all their attachment stuff. And as a parent, I always process that through my children. It's like,
of course,
what do I want for my kids?
Yeah.
And how can I help them learn the skills and the patterns of relating that will help them not end up in this situation?
As
these two lovely people on my couch who are really struggling.
Of course. So that personal application of the personal struggles that, or professional struggles that you're helping people through. There's six truths. They're all so poignant and beautiful. Let's talk through these. Number one, do not put my needs above your partner's needs. This is the mom speaking. Don't put my needs above your partner's needs.
Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to say to my kids. Because I have seen how incredibly complex and tense it is for couples when a parent is in some way inserting themselves into that relationship. So they're taking it personally that the couple is gonna do Christmas or another holiday at a different house than theirs, or they have some expectation of how this couple should, you know, spend time with them versus the other family or relationships with kids. It's really important to me that I do not become a problem in my children's future relationships. Yeah, it's not about me.
Right.
And it doesn't need to be about me. I've had my time. I've done my thing.
It's hard. It's hard to put that into practice. And I imagine requires that constant self-check of what I'm asking of my child or what pressure am I putting on that adult relationship or that adult child. This next one was just posed so beautifully. Generosity always beats fairness.
Yes. Okay. So we have this myth going around that somehow relationships that are healthy are equal, meaning that everything looks exactly the same. And so there's fair. So it's like, I took out the trash last week. You need to take it out this week. And what that creates in a close, intimate attachment relationship is a scoreboard. And scoreboards always create resentment because scoreboards never look like one to one. We all have different strengths and skills and seasons of life. So the point in the relationship is that both people work to be generous. I'm going to do my best to give you what I have. And sometimes what I have is going to be more than what you have. And you're going to do your best. And that is what cultivates that sense of equity. We're getting what we need. Mm-hmm. And that is more powerful than equality.
You want to teach your children that self-care is actually relationship care. Like if one person is good, it benefits the entire relationship. You want them to believe the best of intent in their partner. Talk to me about this one. Be their safe space. How do you teach this and what does this look like?
So in our close relationships, the design is that this is the place where we have safe haven, where we can go and be honest and vulnerable and get the kind of co-regulation that we need to feel better when life is hard and tender. And so as a partner, one of the most important things you do to cultivate that secure attachment is that you are a place where your partner can be seen and understood in their vulnerable, painful, messy stuff. And you're going to be a safe partner by obviously being safe. Like, please don't abuse your partners.
But also
by being that safe haven. I hear you. I see you. I believe in you. I'm so sorry you're going through this. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of who you are in the face of this awful thing that's happening in your life. Mm-hmm. But I want to be the place, and this is something I feel very passionate about in my own marriage. I want to be the place where my husband most feels at home in the world.
I love that.
And part of that is being safe in that way.
I love that. We want our children to go into marriage, you know, like independently prepared and strong and being able to contribute in a healthy way. But I love the softness of this last point. We have 30 seconds. Please share where this ruminated in your heart. Let their love change you. You want your children to allow that partner to help them evolve and grow and refine.
We often think about the way that we are supposed to love others, but one of the most important duties I believe we have in a close relationship is to let the love of others actually change us, because that is part of how that mutuality happens and what makes us feel deeply identified together.
Yes. Oh, it was a beautiful list. We'll link people over so they can read, you know, the full write out. I love your energy and your wisdom, Eli. Thank you so much. Where can we hear more from you?
Social media. I run my mouth on the internet at Attachment Nerd at all the platforms. And then if you are looking to do a deeper dive, my book, Securely Attached, is available wherever you buy books. It's a workbook that will help you process your attachment patterns and how they have affected the way you relate, and then how to teach you how to gain a secure pattern of relating.
Thank you for teaching us. We'll link all of those resources for people on our Studio 5 website, and hope to chat with you again, sister. Appreciate you.
Sounds great. Mwah. Bye.
All right.